There we are. Hey everybody, how's it going?
Good evening.
How you feeling about the PS2?
it's coming along. I'm feeling better today because I spent I need to mute my stream there. So I spent a good bit of time today kind of trimming the fat on some of my sections, and I trimmed like I want to say like around 4 or so minutes out of the video, which I'm feeling real good about.
Yeah,
that's
usually what happens. You know, once you're like heavily in the editing, it's kind of like you can really start to see what you can get rid of.
For
two things, because like you can see that it's not really needed, and also because you just don't want to do it.
Yes, very much both of those. But I mean, really, it's cutting stuff though that truly is unnecessary, because I feel like if it's a part of the video that's boring you, then it's like you gotta stop and think like, does anyone actually care about this?
Right.
And so much of what I cut out today was like it was basically repeating stuff that was said elsewhere in the video, and it's like I don't need that.
Right. And you know, and I think that's like such an easy thing to kind of fall into, especially with these RGB episodes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to reiterate. I mean, especially since you know we always try to make a point to treat each video as if it's the first one somebody's watching.
Right. So we don't, you know, we don't just say this looks great with the FrameMeister. We say the FrameMeister is one of the most popular upscaling solutions, and it can accept RGB and component, you know. In this episode, we kind of, you know, reiterate what is component video and you know, why PBPR, and establish like how Sync on Green works with RGB and, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, it's stuff that a lot of that stuff we covered in the Sync episode,
for example.
But it really needs to be reiterated here, because especially with PS2, it gets pretty weird. But yeah, I feel a lot better today after having
sorry about that. You were back to someone sent me a message saying that like our audio is really low, but can people tell me if it sounds really low? Let me see if I can turn this up
a
little bit.
It might be better now. I just listened for a second. I mean, it's low. I mean, the overall output could just be higher. I turned it up a bit.
Hopefully this sounds a bit better now. Hopefully this is better. I think it will be.
So anyway, I'm feeling a lot better about where the PS2 episode is at. I'm feeling a lot better about how it's flowing and stuff, because that's always one of the big concerns, or I think that's a concern both of us have had for this video in particular, is because it's like, you know, it's competing with Game Boy for the biggest video we've ever done, the longest video we've ever done. But at the end of the day, can PS2 ever possibly be as interesting as Game Boy?
Well, it's because, you know, Game Boy was long, but it moves, and you cover so many different things in it.
Right, because it's like every, you know, 2 to 5 minutes, you're looking at something completely new, you know, in the video. So it's, and for me, too, that was a very engaging episode to make, I mean, despite its length. Yes, we did see about the C-Sync mod for PS2. We've even talked to the guy. I don't think there's really anything to show for that in the video, but it's mentioned. I mean, it's mentioned offhand, and, you know, it's just screenshots from the internet for that section. But, I mean, it really to just establish, you know, hey, this is a possibility if you're interested. I don't even think his mod is really quite finalized. He sort of experimented with a few different ways he wants to do it. So, right now I think it's too early to really show anything. I mean, it's not going to change any sort of quality. It's just a convenience thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's mentioned, you know, offhand in 15 seconds in the video. I mean, we touch on like almost everything. Like I know people are going to say, oh, you forgot this, but I feel like there's no you forgots.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, you're really hoping for it. I think you said, like, you even just want to put in like a line or two about certain things because you know someone's going to bring it up.
Right, right. Like, I mean, there's even been things where, like, I popped up a graphic when I, like, for example, when I was trying to research what some examples of field rendered games are, I ran across this forum post that had some examples, and it also linked to how you can hack certain games to, you know, change the ISO to be 480p. And it's, you know, it's like, I'm not getting into that, but I'm just going to pop up a graphic that says certain games can be hacked to,
right,
you know, do 480p. But it's like, so much of the video is about, like, let's just embrace 480i and, you know, not worry about the fact that it's not something other than 480i. Let's just accept that and move on and do what we can with 480i.
Well, Outer 7 says, how complicated is the PS2, really? I always thought it was pretty much plug and play, which is true.
But the thing is, people plug and play and they say, ew, it looks bad.
Yeah.
That's the problem. So, yeah, it's easy to get working, except RGB is complicated because of 480p. And, yeah, it's... I mean, it's complicated if you also, because 480i, you know, is not everyone's favorite resolution, especially for HD TVs. A significant chunk of the video is spent on what does 480i look like on a CRT? What does it look like through the FrameMeister? What does it look like through the OSSC? And how does the PS3 handle it? That kind of stuff. So, yeah, I mean, that's why it's complicated.
Right.
And again, I'm just trying to address everything so that I just pray that we don't get a, you forgot.
Yeah.
You forgot.
I'm sure
this.
There will be something.
You just spent 2.5 months of your life working on this video, but you forgot.
Yeah.
You forgot.
But it does have a lot of stuff in it. It's
got a lot of stuff in it.
Yeah.
So can I talk about what happened on Monday?
Oh, yeah. You know, really quick, though, I'm just going to say I'm going to be playing Karnov tonight, the iconic Data East side-scrolling action platformer. And I'm going to try and beat it. We'll see how it goes. I'm just going to switch over the game. This game is kind of, for those that don't know, Karnov is kind of a running joke on the channel. He's a stupid character, but
a great one.
Yeah, and we like to make fun of him whenever we can. But I'm gonna try and beat the game. It's like something I've always, you know, like always wanted to do, but I've never made a serious attempt at it.
Isn't there a Game Player's Game Tape on Karnov?
No. There's no.
No. I thought there was some tips
there,
video.
I feel like there was something, but maybe there was. It doesn't sound familiar though. I mean, it kind of sounds familiar, but we'll see what happens. All right, you can go ahead and talk about the fun time you had on Monday.
Okay, so going back to last Friday, Corey. This is sort of late in the day, Corey. Or not late, it's like late in the working day. Late afternoon, early evening. Friday, Corey sends me this Craigslist listing about PVMs for $40. And I'm thinking, you know, I guess I can't see PVMs for $40 and not inquire, right?
Right.
And this listing is near me, by the way. So that's obviously why. You saw it, I think, on some retro gaming, like, Facebook group or something.
Yeah, like the CRT Collective.
Yeah, and someone posted, like, you know, hey, you know, checked out this listing today. You know, they had a bunch left and stuff. So I, you know, sent an inquiry. You know, obviously the Craigslist listing didn't say where it was. And, you know, at the time I was just kind of like, yeah, I'm just sending this email because, like, I feel like I have to, you know, but I'm not really excited. And, you know, I'm thinking, you know, oh, I didn't get a reply right away. Well, we're, you know, I'm probably not going to hear back. Well, I didn't realize this is like a warehouse. So I actually didn't hear back until early Monday morning. You know, this was a business. And as soon as I got that email, I was like, you know, I kind of switched from like, I don't really care to like, oh my gosh, I gotta go now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you were working too. I'm like, I was like, you're going over there, right?
I was at work for a brief time.
Immediately, we're kind of like, I could use one of these. I can use one of these. Like, we hadn't really thought about it too. Crazy. Yeah,
so I, you know, thankfully didn't have to be at work for too long. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was this medical warehouse in Salisbury, North Carolina, which is like roughly an hour from me. And I went and called our friend Drumble and asked, you know, hey, do you want to go to a PVM place with me?
I'm surprised he went, but I think that part of it was like he wanted to see what all the fuss of like, having an experience like that was all about.
Yeah. So our friend Drum, he has in the past year or two, like switched, pretty hardcore into emulation instead of original hardware. He's sort of, gotten a lot of enjoyment out of, the whole process of setting up his emulator front end and optimizing it and that kind of stuff. It's kind of funny just like how
opposite it is.
How opposite our setups are at this point. but the funny thing is to clarify, he's got sort of he does what he calls the emulation honor system, where he still buys like, you know, NES cartridges and all that and buys games on virtual console and stuff. He has to buy it before he unlocks the ability to emulate it. He just likes the convenience of emulating. And but he also does what he calls digital honor system, where if a game is twice the value of its original recommended retailer's price, then he can add it to his collection of ROMs or ISOs or whatever if he donates the equivalent value of the virtual console service to a charity. So for example, if he wants to buy
it's a unique approach.
Yeah, so like let's say he wants to buy Pocky and Rocky, which I don't think is on a virtual console. If it is, let's assume it's not. If you wanted to buy Pocky and Rocky and it was not available through a digital service, then he would have to give $8 to a charity, you know, because that's like the price for a virtual Super Nintendo game.
Right.
But then let's say that same game did later get put on Virtual Console. Well, he's obligated to actually buy it on Virtual Console.
Right.
So you know, it's a good system, I feel. But anyway.
And some people might think, that's like so much work. But I think it's a good way to...
I mean, something you know. That we... I think something that you, me, and him all feel strongly about is like if you don't... If you just have like all the games available, then like none of them mean anything.
Right.
And you don't like sit down and like actually try to play it, you know, for real and finish it. You know, there's just something about like putting money into a game, saying I own this game, that like makes you want to, you know, really play it for real.
Right.
That's what I feel. It, you know, just having all the games to me, obviously, you know, it's not this way for everyone, and you know, that's great if it's not. But for me, like, I need that somewhat limited library to truly appreciate the games that I'm playing.
Right. It's the dinosaur that's on the cover. I'm just fighting.
Oh, that. Well, you know, you've fiddled around with this game on streams before. You're all ready for the I've ever seen you get.
I don't know about that, but it's like, it looks like.
Oh, that's scary. They put game over
at the top. I know.
At the top. Oof. I don't like that. So anyway, point is, you know, Drum was curious about the idea of possibly thinking about, you know, how can he use his emulator system on his computer with 240p.
Right. And you can do that with the arcade VGA, which.
Right, but then he looked into that, and he's thinking, oh, I think I'm going to do this, and then he started looking into it more, and it sounded like it might be a bit of a hassle. I'm actually really curious to try that sometime. Like, I think
I want to get one. I definitely want to do a video.
Yeah, we need to research that, because I think his concern was that he couldn't really just use it as like another computer monitor. It would like have to be like outputting specifically to that monitor. And he, you know, right now he wants to have his emulation set up on his computer rather than on a separate thing like a Raspberry Pi or a Wii or something. But he says, you know, he would consider something like a Raspberry Pi if they became efficient at emulating like PS2 and stuff someday. But, you know, right now it's just not powerful enough to do, you know, a lot of the 3D consoles. But anyway, so. I say all that to say I at least piqued his interest, at least enough to decide to come with me to drive an hour away and go to this PBM place. So,
which is about an hour closer than the place that we went to a couple years ago.
Oh yeah, quite a bit closer, and the price that they were charging was significantly less. That place charged $100, and that was a year ago. It might be more expensive now.
Right.
That place charged $100. Since we bought three, we talked them into
doing it for 80 each.
Into doing it for 80 each. And I got a VCR, and you got a mini DV tape deck.
Right.
That SVHS player, you know, that was, I think, was it the Everdrives video that people were all into that?
I think so. I think it was.
Yeah, people are like, what is that VCR tries got?
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, that was just a medical equipment reseller place about, you know, an hour and a half to 2 hours north of me. Anyway, so we went to... me and Drum went, you know, we were there probably by, you know, before noon, I would say. And I say, you know, we were interested in looking at your monitors.
Mm-hmm.
And they take us back to where they are. And it's, you know, a bunch of medical monitors, obviously, mostly a model that we hadn't previously seen at the other place, which is the 20M2MD, or MDU, 20 or 20M2, which is interesting because I think it's a year or two older than the 20L2, but, you know, I haven't directly compared them yet, but the quality looked pretty dang similar, and they've got two component and RGB inputs. Now, the second input doesn't have an output.
Right.
Doesn't have a pass-through, but still, like, that's great. You don't need the BKM expansion card to get an extra RGB set of RGB inputs, which is huge. They did have a number of 20L2s, they all had SDI cards instead of the RGB and component cards that we were, you know, kind of hoping to get. Because you can get those for free at places like that. I mean, those online are worth, like, at least, like, what, $120 to $150?
Yeah, at this point, yeah.
So, you know, if you find a monitor at a place they're going to have no clue that the card is worth anything. So, I mean, you get that for free.
Right.
Unfortunately, they didn't have any of that card. They had a Panasonic PVM. It didn't look particularly impressive. They had a, I think a 2030 is what the model number is, which is one of those like big black ones that have the Sinkon green input. And they've got like the weird handles on the side. I want to say they're from like the late 80s, and it did not look very good.
The hitbox is so weird in this. Sometimes it's really huge. That continue, man. That is like, they're trying to get you.
I'm surprised how far you are into this.
Yeah, I don't know. I bet you there's 8 levels.
Yeah. So anyway, Bra Super Nintendo, tested a bunch of them, you know, identified the ones that I thought looked best. Ended up, Drum tentatively took one, but then I think he kind of decided to back out by now, so I'm going to buy it back off of him, because I said, you know, hey, I could always do with some spares.
Right.
You know, some backups.
And it might sound silly. I think it can sound silly that's...
But these are things that we want to have available to us for the rest of our lives, and, you know, they're already old.
Yeah, well, especially, you know, so like doing the show and stuff. Like
it does not hurt to have some backups. I mean, it's better to get them now than later, right?
Right.
So anyway, identified a 20-inch for you to have as a backup.
I was really looking for a 14-inch.
Right. So, but I got 20-inch M2 for you. I got what appears to be an equivalent Sony 20M2, but it's Olympus branded. It's the same build and everything, but its manufacture date is actually about 2 years newer than the others. But the backside is different. The inputs are different. The build is the same, except it's got this Olympus bezel instead. The menu is the same. The quality seems to be the same. So I'm going to keep the Olympus one just because I think that's neat.
Right.
The one that Drum was going to take was
I can get the ladder back.
Another 20L2, like which is what we bought last year. But I'm going to buy that back off of him. I mean, $40, and just kind of keep that as a good backup.
Right.
We had this gurney, you know, stretcher that we were, you know, setting them on to test. Oh, and while we were testing them, like the warehouse guy drives up with a forklift with a whole other pallet of them. He's like, here's some more for you to choose from. They probably had, I would estimate, well, I saw some others like back where he came from. They probably had, I would guess, 25 to 35, 20 inches still. So we start bringing these up front on this gurney. And I guess to kind of back up a bit, I guess the reason that they, you know, they kind of talked to us at the beginning, I guess the reason that they had sort of figured out that these monitors were worth something, and they probably had them for some time, this guy started coming by regularly. Karnov can fly.
Right.
that's pretty great. I totally want to have that in a video at some point. Karnov flying.
The wings, so that's amazing. Giant angel wings.
So this guy had been coming by and like getting one or two here and there. And so they looked it up and saw that people were playing retro games on. So I think that's when they put up this Craigslist listing. It said retro gaming monitor, $40. And they told me that just that morning or like people had come up from and bought 5. So like obviously this had garnered some attention.
Yeah.
And, and so we picked these 3 and we go back up front. And, you know, I say they start, you know, writing down on invoice, you know, what I picked out. And I say, You know, because Corey had wanted a smaller, a 13-incher. And I said, you wouldn't happen to have any, like, smaller ones? And I said, I'm also interested in, like a computer-style monitor, too. Because I kind of want some backups. Because I just, you know, I've got a PC CRT VGA monitor that I grabbed from work. It looks great, I think, but it's nothing special, and I don't know if it's really of a quality that's going to last or not.
I killed that one really super quick that time. I didn't realize I could kill her as she was dropping down. Sorry.
Wow. That's amazing. I feel like you're doing really good.
Maybe. Oh, he's going underwater. Oh, look, he's swimming. He's got flippers on. What can't Karnoff do? That's the question.
So anyway, so I ask about, you know, if they got any of those. And so they take me back to this other section where they've got a few others, and they say, you can look around. So they didn't have a ton of smaller ones. I identified a 14 M2, which, you know, would be the equivalent to the big ones that we gathered. That, you know, also has the dual RGB inputs. So I identified a good one. You know, one had messed up colors and another had burn in. Those are the only that I saw like that. I saw some other older ones that didn't. They looked neat, but they didn't have RGB. But anyway, so gathered that, and then I looked around some of the PC CRTs. I didn't bring anything to test them on. Obviously, I want to play Dreamcast on, but I didn't bring anything to test it on. Mm-hmm. And I found this really cool Sony Trinitron PC monitor. This got a regular VGA input plus BNC inputs for RGB HV, and I'm like, oh, this could be something. so I grabbed that.
At the very least, you never know what you might be able to use it for.
Yeah, so, and I also saw...
Which is something we say to ourselves too often.
Yeah, but I also saw a SVHS player just like the one I have, and I think, oh, I wonder if Corey wants that. So, I talked to you about what I had so far, and... you know, you said, yeah, I'd like one of those. So I only saw maybe two of them, but you know, I picked the better one and put it on the gurney. Mm-hmm. And I also saw like four sealed Sony VHS tapes just sitting on a shelf. I'm like, oh, you know, we're always looking for more sealed VHS tapes, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. We've been after them for a while because we want to do another set of the
How to Beats.
Yeah.
And maybe other stuff. It's just fun to put stuff on VHS, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got like 90, right, by this point?
I had been like accumulating as many as I could over time because, I mean, for people that don't know, I guess in 2015, was it? We did a... VHS run of this series How to Beat, which was one of the first things that we ever did on the channel, which was like, you know, based on these How to Win tapes that, you know, it was a lot of fun. It was the first thing that we did. And for a giveaway, we put out six episodes on actual VHS tapes. Mm-hmm. Then we sold them at Too Many Games in 2015. And, I've always wanted to do another set of them and then also do a volume 2 so that we could, you know, have all the episodes actually on VHS. So I've been whenever I go to Goodwill, like if I ever see some that are, you know, available, like usually they're like a dollar. I've seen them upwards of like $3 though before. So I always buy them, and I've been doing that for like about 2.5 years now, and I've gotten about 90, and like a lot of those were actually
real quick. Uh-huh. Wait for the exciting conclusion of the story. I really need to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
You can tell your story though.
Yeah. I mean, and also, you know, like viewers had been sending extra VHS tapes to me when they had the opportunity, and that's helped out a lot, but that's where a lot of that 90 that I have come from. And, it's something I really want to do just to kind of, you know, have have something kind of unique as, you know, like available from like for our channel, I guess. So it's something that I think, you know, is like, it's just definitely something I want to do. But I don't want to spoil the rest of the story because it's pretty good. I wonder how many levels. I bet you there's 8 levels in this, but I don't know for sure. I feel like it's suddenly gotten a bit more difficult. I'm sure we're going to talk about it a little bit later on, but we are definitely doing Extra Life this year on November 4th. We're not getting together, but we're going to be like, it's going to be like a dual stream. We're both going to be streaming at the same time, like on the channel, like on one screen. And we're going to try and finish as many games as we can in 24 hours. I was kind of back and forth of whether I wanted to play this tonight because I was like, oh, that could be one of the marathon games. Man. Whoa. I do feel like the difficulty has stepped up a bit here. Another dinosaur? How far back is it going to send me? All the way back to the beginning. Oh, there's 9 levels in this. That's not too bad. I was hoping that it would maybe not be too long. Does anyone know what all the Ks that I'm collecting, like what they do if I collect a certain amount? I mean, it seems like, oh, if you collect 100 of them, you get an extra life. But that seems kind of pointless in this game. Oh, or maybe it's 50, because I just got something. I just made a noise. You know, I wonder if I could stay underwater and take a different path. Maybe something is a little bit easier. Yeah, looks like it. That's actually pretty impressive. Whoa. I'm not gonna bother with him. I just don't wanna die. Come on. That seems a little bit easier, more manageable. Yep. There we go. Go back that way, though. This is like one of those games that I feel like I rented as a kid and thought, you know, it just never really struck me as too amazing, but it stayed with me for some reason or another. Man. I'm actually kind of impressed, though, with the multiple paths, like the high and low. And right now, this is why we stream with both of us on, because it's hard for me to concentrate and keep it any kind of conversation going by myself. I have a lot of respect for streamers that stream by themselves. I definitely cannot do it. I wonder what the little orb is. Oh, it's like a scuba diving mask. Come on. Oh, we haven't talked about the analog Super NT yet. Seems pretty cool. I mean, it's definitely exciting, you know, just seeing... I'm excited to see what, if any, like, additional cores happen. I'm gonna have to, like, cheese this a little bit. So just... The key to a lot of these old games, I feel like, is just going slow. You know, inching the screen forward a little bit at a time.
Look, you're still on this power level. I'm starting to feel like this game has infinite continues.
Yeah, I'm happy it does. But I think it's doable.
Do you think it really does?
I think so, yeah. Can I go back? So it's kind of cool. You can actually go, there's multiple paths. I can go either underwater.
Oh, cool. Which one are you liking so far?
I like the underwater one. It seems a little bit easier.
So anyway, the exciting conclusion to the PVM at the medical warehouse story. So I you know, at the end, you know, grab these four sealed Sony VHS tapes, just, you know, thinking, okay, great, you know, here's four more to put on the pile.
Mm-hmm.
And I go back up to the front, you know, for the second time and say, you know, okay, here's what I've got. You know, I'm done. you know, I've got, you know, three big ones, which are the four ones they were saying for $40. They sold the, they marked the 13 incher for Corey for $20. And, they considered the PC style one $30.
It's like you can't even. There's nothing you can do in that right there if you get caught up in that.
And the VCR $10. this SVHS player. So anyway, and I say, and I saw just four blank VHS tapes. And
And you were like, oh, you know, like, Corey can use those, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. And so, I just said, I've got these. And she's, I can't remember exactly what she said, but she was like, you know, oh. I mean, she almost said in this way of, like, that she didn't expect any sort of response from me. But she was just like, she was just like, oh, we've got lots of those. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
And she takes me back out there. I'm like, I actually might be interested. And she's like, well, make me an offer because I've got incentive to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
But she takes me back out there, very near where we were looking at all of those smaller PVMs. And there's this pallet that,
ladder
of these large cardboard boxes full of other cardboard boxes that have 10 tapes each in them.
How many were there again?
When I looked at the pallet, I mean, I immediately could tell there were a few hundred. You know, at first I was thinking 200 or 300 maybe. You know, I called Corey, and Corey was like, you know, would 100 be too little?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, that sounds like way too much. Because, I mean, you know, they're selling PVMs for $40. Like, I thought that sounded like way too much. So I actually started at 30, which I kind of thought was lowballing. And I immediately said, or maybe 40. And she's like, okay. And then, you know, we talked for another moment. She's like, do you think we could do 50? I said, I think I can do 50. So I said, but it depends on whether I can actually fit all of them into my car. Because I kind of told Drew on the way up, you know, because I stopped by the bank and withdrew some cash. I told Joe on the way up, I said, I think we're good because I'm pretty sure I brought more money than I've got room for PVMs. but then it's kind of like, ooh, I don't know. So I say, you know, we might have to do less if I can't fit them all in my car. So, you know, we loaded the PVMs and the VCR and that computer monitor into the car. And, you know, we were just going to see, you know, well, where can we fit these cardboard boxes into the gaps?
Mm-hmm.
And so we, you know, took the gurney back and put as, you know, many of the tapes as we could onto it and started loading them into the car. And I started realizing this is probably more like 500 tapes. and... we probably took two-thirds out to the car, and you know we still had room for more, so we went back and got the rest, and we got them all into the car. And it wasn't even like, I mean, we could have fit more in if we had to. I mean, it was pretty full. There's, if you go to our Twitter, you'll find some pictures, and you'll also find a you might find a Periscope that I did on Monday of everything in the car. But
needless to say, How to Beat Volume 2 is happening.
Yeah, and reprint of 1. So when we got back and emptied everything, which there's a picture of that, it was like, I think we counted, it was like 670-some tapes.
Yeah, so the idea is a reprint of Volume 1, a brand new Volume 2, and a combination that has Volume 1 and Volume 2 in it.
Yeah, at a lower quality, I think, right?
No. I mean, it's all going to be... I mean, it's going to be a double... I'm going to do, like, a double case.
Oh, that's right. But we got to buy the cases again.
Right, that's, well, the thing is, like, I can't really find... there. It might have to be... I mean, I might do, like, 50 in, like, the same kind of clamshells we did before and then do the other ones, like, kind of plastic cases because... I'm not finding any place they have the same kind of clamshells available anymore. And
yeah, we'll figure something out.
To buy like 50 of those might be like as expensive as buying 600-700 tapes.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I mean that's $50 for that. I mean that's just that's the deal of a lifetime. And I'm literally the only person that would have come by there and bought
this them. This is stupid. Like, I don't understand why this is... Like, I don't even understand what I'm supposed to do. Maybe I gotta get the double shot. Maybe that will make things easier. But I can't because I don't have the stupid ladder anymore. I wonder what the mask does. Nothing. I can't even get to it. Can't believe I lost my ladder that messed up everything.
So yeah, the final bill was about $230 for 4 19-inch PVMs, 1 13-inch PVM, 1 17-inch computer monitor, 1 SVHS player, and almost 700 sealed blank tapes. I mean, one of those PVMs could have easily cost that or more.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yes, absolutely.
So, I mean, that was... Oh, and to top off the whole story. So, I mentioned in the beginning that they had said, you know, there'd been this sort of regular coming who'd been getting a few. And... While we were out there looking at, when she was first showing me this big bunch of tapes they had, this guy kind of comes up and he's like, "Oh, I saw you on YouTube." So I guess I shouldn't be too surprised that someone who was at a PVM place
Yeah.
Saw that. So it's seen our stuff. But the funny thing is, when we were taking the stuff out up to the car, we stopped by. He was looking at where the big stash of PVMs was, and talked to him for a moment. And I said, "So I was at a video game world in Huntersville a few weeks ago, and I overheard this conversation that people were having about RGB, and I heard them say something about like." They were talking about PVMs.
You cannot avoid that. Like, you're screwed if that happens.
They were talking about PVMs, and I said, and they said something like, he's going to be doing another run in a couple of weeks. And I said, what
was that? That makes my, that gives me a high jump. The boots do. The feet do. The feet. And there's one right there, so I...
I said, was that you they were talking about? He says, probably. But now, the people that run this facility, put out this Craigslist, and now his stash is, public information.
Yeah.
So that was a great haul, I felt. So I'm actually kind of planning to set the Olympus PVM. I'm planning to set that up upstairs and, put some of my spare systems connected to it. Just have another sort of location to shoot.
Right.
Just always a good thing to have. And then I'll keep the L2 that Drum has for now decided to pass on. I'm going to... I'm going to just keep that in a closet, just in case something happens to one of them,
Yeah, you never know.
So, yeah, pretty exciting. I was telling you,
And not only that, but she overcharged you. And it's really funny because she, messaged the Facebook account.
Yeah. So it's like she obviously Googled to try to find me.
Yeah.
and figured it out. And so, yeah, she overcharged me by $30, which I didn't catch at the time. She's like, please send me an address. And so she sent a check for $32. So that was, oh man, it was such an adrenaline rush. If any of you have been hoping to find a PVM and just, haven't done it yet, let it be some incentive to you that, if you seek out and find a place like this to go hunt down your PVMs, it'll feel real good.
Yeah.
I just feel so excited the whole time I'm there and looking at them. Okay, this one's L2, this one's M2.
Yeah.
Ooh, what's this? What's that? This one looks pretty clean. Let's test this one. Oh, that's looking pretty good. And then, in this case, it just kept getting better. Oh, here's the 13 inches. Oh, here's this really cool looking PC monitor. Oh, here's, four VHS tapes. Oh, here's 700 VHS tapes.
Yeah. You just never know what you're going to find, what you end up with.
I was riding high. I mean, it was just, whew, it was a good feeling. I was going to say something else. Yeah, it was fun.
What the heck was that?
A much nicer place than the other one, too. Better, much better organized.
Yeah.
Better climate control.
I wonder if the bombs will hurt the dinosaur. The dinosaur! Look at this, he has scuba gear. this game might be it's kind of glitchy, but I don't know if it's just my copy of the game, because my copy of the game is pretty in rough shape. It's all miscolored and everything. Discolored.
But I'm impressed with how far you've gotten.
I guess there's 9 levels, so I'm only on 5. So I still got a ways to go.
That's those longer than I thought.
Listen, look at that. I get ya. Yeah, the music is like, it's the same music on every level.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's pretty early looking NES game. I'm not sure exactly when it was released. It does have an early look to it, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say. So the PC monitor, I've tried the Dreamcast out of it. And I also tried a few other things, and it's just crazy, wavy, distorted screen. I bought a cable so I can test the RGB, HV, B and C inputs. Maybe that'll work better. So I really hope that works. I mean, you know, obviously I just took a chance on that monitor.
Yeah, and you know, if it doesn't work, then it is what it is.
Yeah, but it looked like a real, real potentially good one. So we'll see. I mean, at least I do have the one that does work.
Like, what are they even? The bombs are completely worthless. They give you a million of them, and I don't think you can even do anything with them. Sorry, I'm just like, I was doing so good there for a little bit, and then. And then this. I'm gonna keep my double shot. But yeah, I mean, so you have like all this stuff. I mean, you're gonna bring all those VHS tapes. See, you know, I'm excited to make the volume 2. Thinking about who I'm gonna get for commercials and everything for it. But you know, it's the way I did it before. You know, I had to do each tape. You know, you dub each tape, and it takes a while. But the way that I have enough VCRs now that I can hopefully do like around 3 at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that will make it a bit more manageable.
Does your wife know about the 700 VHS tapes?
No. She doesn't know about the monitors or anything. It's fine, you know. I've gotten rid of, you know, like out of CRT and a flat, like a smaller flat screen up here. Like I've gotten rid of. Oh, come on.
But you know, I was kind of commenting to you before that usually, you know, we
in clear, between. Oh, it doesn't even clear the bullets. I was hoping it would clear the bullets off the screen. This is obnoxious. I know, I got it. And like, I found that hidden power up. So let's see if I can. This is gonna be the time. I mean, it's only level 5. Maybe this is the hardest level in the game. I don't know.
Maybe it is, you know? But between times when we see each other, we've always, like, we start accumulating, like, a pile, like, ooh, I found this, and
yeah.
You found that. And you always end up, like, grabbing more things that are of interest to me than I grab for you, but this time.
not this time. I mean,
not this time.
I mean, the VHS is like, you know, it's definitely like for both of us. It's for the channel in general. I mean, I don't even know where I'm going to put those. I mean, my wife is going to be like, are you serious? But she actually, you know what? I think she does know that you got them. I don't think she knows that they're going to be here.
Oh, okay.
Yet.
What was her reaction to getting 700 VHS tapes?
And she's like, oh, cool. I mean, that's usually how it is. She's like, cool.
But,
in a text message, like without an exclamation point or anything.
They don't take up that much room, actually. Right. I got them, like, you know that, oh, I showed you a picture. I mean, you know, that IKEA desk I have upstairs.
Right, you have like, them all
on your thing. They all fit under that.
Yeah. I mean, but my space here is, like, slowly becoming to a premium. As time
goes
on.
Well, you've got room in, like, that sort of kitchen area.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the That's the only place I can really put them. I mean, that's where I have the other ones too. So really, between like that and, you know, the like the 90 I have, we have like nearly 800. I don't even know. I don't know, who knows what we'll do, like even beyond this. Okay, here we go, guys. This is happening.
This is it.
Drives me freaking crazy. Because it gets you in such a way that you cannot, like, you're going to get hit. Like, you can't. I wonder if there's a way to, you know, screw up the shots so that they, and that's, gets me right there. It's like, it's not even worth it at that point.
It's such a shame, too, because the previous boss, you just, like, when you finally got her, like, she didn't even have a chance to attack.
Right. I mean, hopefully this is... See, I'm just going to kill myself, and I am trying to. The thing is, you can only hit him in the head, so you got to jump, and it's...
And there's no, you don't have a shot that will hit his head from the ground?
No.
What's that mask in your inventory?
I can't use it. I have no idea what it's for. Certain things you can use only in certain circumstances.
You've got wings. Would those help?
No, you can't, but I can't use them.
That's weird.
Like, it only allowed me to use them in that one part where there was that big gap for me to fly over. Just like I can only use like the underwater scuba gear, like, you know, when I'm underwater.
What does that do for you?
It makes you swim faster. It's honestly not really even worth it. It's all right. I'm gonna get it.
Is Karnov in any game on the PS2?
I don't know, maybe.
I'm just trying to think if we can shoehorn him in somehow.
It gave me the mask. I wonder what the mask does. I mean, it gave me the mask here, but I can't use it.
Let me look it up.
How come I can't? Maybe you can only make it here with a double shot. Can you get the triple shot?
Okay, let's see. Items. Jump boots, bomb, ladder, boomerang, big bomb, diving helmet, shield, wings, and K symbols. There's more slots for items than... than is on here, I feel. Boomerang, big bomb.
I'm just gonna use it.
Oh, I think it's the diving helmet.
I'm just using up all my bombs to see if I can do this. Oh, come on! So I guess the big bomb's, like, pointless.
Yeah, like, you would have expected that to do a ton of damage.
I don't have any more feet. Like, the... it's like I'm, like, completely screwed here.
Well, the walkthrough for this game in this FAQ is, like, aside from... level 1 and level 2, all the other levels are one paragraph.
Really? Okay, so look at that. Look at that hitbox. I can't even...
You want to hear what the walkthrough says for finding this boss?
Sure.
It says, avoid the flying enemies and you will fight the boss. It's another Rex. Just take him out quickly.
What does it say for the kill the first one, then?
Was that level 2?
Yeah. I'm definitely like screwed here.
Wait, was it?
I'm gonna have to do it the old-fashioned way and just like be up in his face.
Was it level 2?
It might have been 3. Look at this. Awesome.
What? Stuck?
I'm stuck.
Oh no.
It's okay, there's a time limit, so.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Rex.
Awesome. Well, we got 63 seconds to talk about whatever. So let's find out the best way to kill the Rex.
Just keep attacking his head until he dies. It's a tough fight, but you have to do it.
Come on.
that sounds like Game Player's game tape material right there. Just keep attacking his head until he dies. It's a tough fight, but you have to do it.
Adam Jenkins says I can kill myself by plugging in a second control and hitting A and B, but
that sounds risky.
It does sound risky, especially since I tried. Oh, the music changes when there's 30 seconds left. Finally. But earlier when I was like kind of plugging the game in, I had to like wiggle it a bit, and I'm afraid if I move the console, it's gonna like glitch up the whole thing. Which is the reason I'm using the 8-bit do controller, because I don't want to accidentally pull the system. My setup for digitizing the VHS tapes is a Samsung DVD/VCR combo that upscales to 1080p 60.
No, that's it upscales the output, but
yes, exactly. A lot of DVD VCRs will not output VHS like over HDMI, so I was very lucky to get this one.
Yeah. I think this is just
Oh, here we go. I guess I just swim straight down and that'll appear.
What is it?
I got the additional hit thing to show up. The power up.
Well, I think you can do it then.
It's a tough fight, but I gotta do it.
Let's see. I'm looking at what the other fact says. The easiest way to dispose of him is to equip your boomerang and the shield. If you don't feel... I mean, this is just general, so it's not necessarily specific to this level. And the shield, if you don't feel very adept at dodging fire.
I think I used the shield on him last time.
Yeah. I think that's right. I think I remember that. If you don't feel very adept at dodging fire, walk towards him and let fly. Don't jump when you do this. The boomerang will fly out, circle back, and hit him in the back of the head. If you timed it right, you'll just need to jump over his first volley of fireballs, grabbing the boomerang in the process. One hit should do him in. If not, repeat.
Really? All right. I'm getting this guy.
Does that make sense to you about the boomerang?
Yes. I gotta walk towards him and let fly.
Yep. Don't jump when you do this.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
If you timed it right, you'll just need to jump over his first volley of fireballs, grabbing the boomerang in the process. One hit should do him in. If not, repeat.
All right.
It's a tough fight, but you've got to do it.
Exactly.
Speaking of the 8-bit do controller and fiddly NES stuff, I noticed, I haven't really tested with any of the others, I could test if I wanted, turn up the volume, but, the 8-bit do controller where the USB port broke?
Yeah.
When I discovered that when I put it in the system, like it causes the audio to buzz.
Just that one specifically?
That one specifically. So I don't use that one anymore.
Here we go. I'm going to walk up to him. I'm going to let fly. Oh, it worked! It worked!
I missed it. I'm going to have to watch it on the stream.
It's like immediate. It kills him.
Wow! Wow, did you have any clue that was that strong?
No. We're back in business.
You know, honestly, you know, as bad as people say this game is, like, watching the stream has kind of made me want it.
Yeah, it's like, super cheap.
It's totally doable, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's janky and like, you know, it looks like hitboxes are pretty weird, but, like, you've made a ton of progress in not much time.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you're going to be, it's going to take you days to beat it.
Yeah.
Like, you can do it in, if hopefully, I guess we'll find out if I can do it in a stream or not. If I can do it in a stream, you sure as heck can do it in a stream.
I mean, I've never played it. You've played it a little bit before.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's all right.
That's a pretty cool tower you just climbed.
Yeah. You know, you get caught in walls occasionally. That's not so bad.
Yeah, not in the game with a timer.
It's like we're justifying this. You know, at least it has a timer, so if you glitch into the wall, it's like not so bad. You just, you know, you can get up and make a sandwich if it happens too quick. It's like the game's just telling you to take a break.
Good game design.
Yeah. A lot of enemies kind of disappear. Oh.
Which, that, you know, that's always nice when you can despawn an enemy.
Yeah. But sometimes there's just no reason, rhyme or reason between it happening.
We should do a documentary on Karnov.
Yeah.
Find the original designer.
I guess maybe we should talk about the fact that we released the Jim Riley thing this week.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, why, like, and kind of what's going on, I guess. Like, why we're just, like, we haven't had a new, like, anything brand new in, like, far too long. I guess we should touch on that. I feel like every week we kind of, we're, like, apologizing.
The PS2 episode's not out.
Yeah.
Well, it's a beast, that's why.
Yeah.
But, like, I am, like, literally, like, if, you know, the streams are, like, my only break.
Right. Yeah, like,
I'm eating, sleeping, doing work for work, and doing the PS2 video. That's, yes, like, literally all I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, it just ain't going to get done any faster than it is, you know? Right.
And, you know, we talked, we're going to, you know, once the end of the year rolls around, we're really going to kind of discuss, like, ways that we can
be more efficient.
Yes, get our, you know, our stuff back on track.
Yeah, like, we've had an off, like, we've had a great year, but also, like, in terms of consistent releases, it's been an off year.
Yes.
And we need to sort of reflect on how we can get that back on track.
Right.
But anyway, yeah. So the Jim Riley video, that was a video that you.
I turned down the audio. Like, the music is definitely kind of getting on my nerves a little bit too.
So that was really something we kind of just did for fun for the game, like. Originally, we were going to just, like, offer to put the documentary, like, in the game, like, you know, just because we thought that'd be cool. It'd be cool to put it in the, have it put in the game. But we realized that, like, what we wanted to do with the documentary wouldn't really feel right to put into the game. Like, because it was going to be, like, a My Life in Gaming episode, you know?
Right.
So that didn't really feel right. So instead, what you did, like, is you were kind of trimming down the interview. You kind of just made this alternate cut that is a bonus feature that we just gave to Tyler to put into the game, and it's just Jim Riley talking with some editing.
Right.
So very simple, but you edited it in 4K, and obviously it's not in 4K in the game.
Right.
We figured, you know, people are probably going to, you know.
People already did, like, kind of digitize all the extras from the game and put them online.
Oh, so you've seen that.
Yes.
So it has happened. So, yeah, we knew people were going to do that. And so we thought, well, why not put it on our channel in 4K quality? Because, you know, it's one of the creators of this historic game and, you know, talking, you know, 25 years later. And, you know, it's good information for people to have access to. And so we figured, well, let's just put it on our channel, you know, and the best way it can be.
Yeah, it's like an archival.
So you just shot. Yeah, the only reason you shot that intro that you tacked onto the beginning was to kind of just provide some context. You know, it's not like we were considering this like new proper content or anything. It's just something that we felt needed to be on the channel.
Yeah. And we were originally really going to put it on our B-roll channel, but I was like, you know, like it should, it's like part of like something we've really done. And so we should have it on our channel, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because the B-roll channel, like, it doesn't get updated, like, super, super often.
Yeah, we need to get back on that.
Yeah.
I think, though, it's easier when... it's easier to do when you've got... when you're, you know, playing games regularly, and I just haven't had the chance working on this. And when I do, like, I either forget to record it or forget to upload it.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we just need to upload some more gameplay to it. Just basic gameplay.
Right, there we go. Let's see what's on the other side now. I'm on the other side. So hopefully it's not too crazy. I think I might get this thing back. Give it to me. There we go. Finally, I made it over the tower. Yeah.
What does... Oh, okay, I see. Never mind.
What is what?
I was going to ask what the little dots do, but it's health recovery.
It's health recovery, or if you're at full health already, then it gives you, like, the extra firing mode. Like, the extra bullet. Oh, there's a ladder up there. Man, I could really use that ladder. I don't even want to
know. I think I was telling you a while back that One of the things about NES for me is I am so much more interested in playing like a potentially kind of bad NES game than I am playing like a bad game for, say, Super Nintendo or Genesis.
Right. There's another centipede. I don't have the wings, though, this time to kill her before she has a chance to even get to me.
Do you think the boomerang is effective on her, or Maybe. Do you think it's just the T-Rex?
I guess we're going to find out. Ugh. I don't know. I don't really understand what these owl things are. They're not exactly, like, imposing in any way. Alright. We're going to find out. Luckily, she's not as difficult, like, as an enemy. I'm dead. Well, I mean, maybe. You know, I just gotta get up and let loose and...
Let loose and fly.
Yeah. yeah, so... That's the reason we put that thing online. And, you know, like, honestly, like, it's, like, gotten, like, barely any views in the scheme of things.
Which is fine.
Yeah, it's not something we were, like, expecting. It's just, like, as also, you know, we needed to have something on the channel, too, I think.
Say we're alive.
Yeah. And, you know, like, I saw someone say, like, as long as we keep streaming, you know, like, it's fine. And, you know, like, it's true. I think that, like, having the live stream as a regular thing that happens, like, pretty much, like, 100% of the time. It's, we only miss, like, a very, very few. And that's only because,
yeah,
like,
I'm traveling stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really proud of our stream consistency.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm not sure how many other people can really claim that.
Yeah.
I mean, other than, like, you know, dedicated, like, Twitch streamers that, you know, stream all the time. But, like, we've got, like, a schedule, you know? Weekly thing down. You can count on it.
Right. Look at his little legs. His little legs. But I think that's good. You know, like, I think it's good that we have the stream. And, you know, it's fun. And it's not, like, a super huge commitment. And it's always fun. And, you know, like, I feel like a lot of people have really, like, the stream has gotten a bit more popular in, like, recent, like, couple months, I think. It was,
yeah,
it was popular, and then it, like, kind of, like, tapered off a little bit, and then it kind of picked up again.
Yeah, I've always been just really surprised how many people watch it, honestly.
Yeah.
It's well beyond what I would have expected. Which, speaking of, you know, for those who might be here that aren't aware, we are going to participate in the Extra Life Marathon.
Yes. Yeah. I kind of mentioned that a little bit when you were using the bathroom, but I mean, I guess we should go more into it. I think we should put together, like, maybe some materials and stuff like that. We got to put, like, some advertising stuff together, I think, for it.
But, yeah, that, you know, Extra Life is just like this annual charity marathon. You know,
it's gonna be our first time doing it. Not your first time doing it, but it's
right. I've done
my
it
first
once
time.
Or twice. Well, I've done it. See, I can't quite remember because I know I did at least the one time, but then, you know, on the back lottery, we kind of did a bunch of other charity marathons. I can't remember if any others were specifically Extra Life or not.
Got her.
All right.
Where am I at? Is it level 7? Yeah, next stage 7.
Oh, you just kind of went for it.
Yeah. Well, the bottom of the screen is kind of, like, dimmed on this one. It's kind of weird.
Oh, weird, yeah.
I like these muscular guys.
They've got quite a dance.
Yeah. yeah, I'm excited about Extra Life. We're not gonna be together, but we're gonna be on stream at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know, we're gonna be streaming our own different things. And oh, like, that's kind of a good approach because if one of us needs to take a break, I can, like, take the other person's and make it full screen if I needed to.
There will be a lag for mine, but it can't really be helped.
Yeah, we'll have people on Skype with us throughout. We've been talking to a bunch of people that are going to be on.
Yeah,
us.
And we'll have some friends over for some co-op and stuff.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun. I've never done anything like it before. I was like, you know, I told my wife, you know, I said you should just, like, go to your parents' house, you know, take the kids to your parents, and that's fine. You know, like, I understand. Like, I don't, you know, like, if they were staying here, like, you know, my kids would be probably in and out throughout the whole thing. I don't know if that would be annoying to some people or not. Whoa. A mummy. I don't know how to kill him, though. But, I mean, I think it's gonna be fun.
That's an interesting mummy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, our goal is just going to be to beat a bunch of games. What are some of the games at the top of your list?
Tiny Toon Adventures.
Oh, okay.
Some NES stuff, you know. I don't know yet. I mean, what's on your list? Because I know that you're...
You know, I was looking at my shelf briefly a bit ago. I think I should do Golvellius.
That would be a good one.
Because, like, that has, like, a password system and everything, so I don't think I have to worry about continues or anything.
Right.
I want to do hopefully co-op, maybe I have the Japanese version of Pocky and Rocky 2 and World of Illusion.
Yeah,
possible co-op games if I can get the people over to play them.
Yeah, I don't think that'll be a problem.
I think it'll happen. Let me think. Was there anything else on my mind? That's what was on my mind for co-op stuff. I'd kind of like to do some PC Engine stuff, but I might.
I think they're going to be like Legendary Axe. Definitely going to be a bit difficult, more difficult than you.
I thought about Legendary Axe. I'd like to do Legend of the Valkyrie, but I feel like I'm going to need like because there's like Japanese text in it and stuff. Like I feel like that might not be the right environment to really try to play that in.
Yeah.
Let me see.
We'll be playing different games at the same time in the same stream. Yes.
Yeah. Mine'll be delayed, but because you'll just be recapturing mine. Maybe I can stream in a way that'll be fairly low lag.
Like, what is the deal with this dragon? Like, where did this dragon come from? What made this dragon come out? Absolutely nothing. It was not there before.
Ooh. This. I mean, this would be hard, but I am relatively close to being able to beat Battletoads and Battlemaniacs.
Yeah, you think so? You think you could do it?
It would be tough. It would be tough. It would be tough. But I should try to beat that before it's like kind of starts becoming less fresh in my mind. Let's see. Do I have anything in progress that could feasibly make progress on? Not really. Let me just kind of look through my list here.
I have no idea what I'm supposed to be doing here.
Should I consider Sayuki World? That's the Famicom conversion of Wonder Boy Monster Land.
Maybe, I don't know. I mean,
might like. Let's see, what else? I wonder how long Lost Kingdoms is. Let me see how long Lost Kingdoms is. Our old friend, the 8-bit Duke, would probably be pretty happy to see Lost Kingdoms. Oh, it doesn't look like it's too bad.
Can you look at see what I'm supposed to be doing here? I don't even understand. I cannot progress beyond this thing.
Let's see. This is level 6 or 7.
Forget it. I found it.
Is this level 7?
Yes.
The boss is going to be a Rex, by the way.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh. But you know what to do.
Yeah. I just got to get to him without...
I don't understand the mummies. Like, what?
They're kind of tough.
Let's see. It looks like Lost Kingdoms might only be like... maybe 6+ hours.
Oh, yeah?
That might be a good one to put on the list.
Yeah, you know what I was thinking also for me? I was thinking, like, I should play Star Tropics 1 and 2.
Oh. Star Tropics 1 gets very frustrating.
Does it really?
Yeah. 2 is pretty manageable. Mm-hmm. A little confusing at times, like... there were definitely times where I was like not sure where to go. The first Star Tropics, it's pretty annoying because it like it kind of devolves into like just jumping on a bunch of squares and like, all right, I'm just going to jump on squares until I find the one that does something, you know, and then sometimes, you know, it's bad if you jump on certain squares. It's very trial and error. Star Tropics is a weird game because it is so charming, and the first like 2 to 3 levels are like deceptively really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get deeper into the game, it just becomes really irritating. I think, anyway. I want so badly to like that game more than I do. It is a very charming game.
Let's see.
Yeah, you should do.
I think you're planning on doing a backlog area as Dynamite Cop.
Oh yeah, that's kind of spoken for on a future backloggery stream.
All right.
So unfortunately I won't be able to do that. World of Illusion, that's a possibility. Rocket Robot on Wheels for N64. I wonder how long that is.
I didn't know you had that.
Yeah, I've actually had it for a while. One thing here says 3 hours. Most of them say 9 hours. So that'll be maybe a little on the long side for what we want to do. Maniac Mansion, probably not on this horse stream. I don't have like a lot of like NES stuff really to choose from. I could maybe consider like one of the PlayStation Goemon games. Oh, what about Maximo versus Army of Zen?
That might be fun.
Yeah. Let me see how long that is. It can't be long.
I bet it's 8 hours.
I bet it's like 6 or 7.
I don't know. Maybe the first one is. We're trying to beat games that we haven't beat before. I've finished Hotline Miami before, or else I would.
Yeah. This is stuff that's on our backlog specifically.
Yeah.
Looks like Maximo is probably 6-7 plus versus Army of Zen.
Definitely maybe, a takeoff of Ash versus the Army of the Arcus.
Yeah. maybe Onimusha Warlords. I don't think that's very long. I think that's like 5 or 6 hours, according to last time I looked, I think. Onimusha Warlords. Yeah, that could definitely be a possibility. Yeah, it looks like probably anywhere between like 5.5 to 7 hours, most likely. So that's a strong possibility.
All right, here we go. I think this is going to be it. I'm going to run right up to it and let it fly. Oh, what's this? It's like, no, this
what?
Is not. This is, that was definitely not a, it was not a Rex. Did you see what I was looking at?
Yeah.
It was definitely not a Rex. I'm back outside this.
You're sure this is level 7, right? Yeah. This fact here says, like, this is the laziest fact ever. And it's like, they're like, after level two, they're all like one paragraph. It says, go to the right and you will fight the same few enemies in a row. Afterwards, you will fight the blockheads. Climb that structure and then climb the pyramid right after. Use the boots to jump over the pillar and keep moving to the right. You'll have to fight another Rex boss here.
It sounds like a game player's game tape.
I think it's just the tone I'm reading it in. But it does seem like it. Bosses. Snake, would you call that a snake?
Snake. I don't know. I wouldn't say that's a snake. No.
Do you want to know how to fight the snake?
I think that's the centipede. Is there one that says centipede?
Well, the woman, right? They yeah. call that one the lamia.
Okay.
The description for the snake, I don't know if this is the snake, but the description says, just keep aiming at his head.
Well, that's good to know.
Let me see what the other one says. The other one, I believe, is kind of incomplete. Weird. Neither of these facts
address that. Maybe it was...
address that boss. Like, it addresses everything else that we've seen so far, but it does not address that boss.
Yeah, well, it's...
You've definitely not fought a boss that looked like that before, huh?
No.
Weird.
I'm just gonna do this. Kill these guys. Ugh! I just used the stupid boomerangs twice.
Yeah, so I feel like, let me review what I've looked at so far. I feel like Lost Kingdoms is a good possibility. World of Illusion. Maximo, Onimusha.
Wait, what was the runtime on Maximo?
Probably 6.5 to 7 or so, probably. Probably 6 to 8, I guess. Which, you know, I can do that.
Yeah.
It's like a very simple, basic sort of game. So it's like, it's good for a marathon stream, I feel.
Yeah.
And like, it's not going to be stressful like the first game would be, you know? I think Onimusha is a possibility. Let's see. If we wanted to go a little more modern, maybe Hyperlight Drifter.
Oh yeah, that could be fun.
We could always finally get around to co-oping Lara Croft in the Temple of Osiris, but that I feel like that would be less exciting to only have one game on stream.
Yeah. I guess that doesn't work. I guess I got to use my wings. Maybe. I can use my wings. It's a flying level.
It's kind of awesome.
It's a flying level?
Yeah.
I don't know how long it's going to last for.
Maybe it lasts as long as you need it.
Nope. Only lasted that long.
I could always do Night Trap.
Whoa! Wow, this is tougher. This is like, yeah, do some actual platforming here. Oh, there we go. So it always gives you a set of wings at the beginning. I can appreciate this though. It's pretty cool.
I could do Estall or Dark Savior.
Oh, see, that'd be fun. Some Saturn stuff would be a lot of fun.
Golvalius. Now we're into Super Nintendo. I've got Super Nintendo is my biggest backlog right now. If you count Super Famicom too. Battletoads and Battle Maniacs. That's I need to beat that before like what I already know is like too far gone in my memory. But oh man, I feels scary.
What does?
To do Battletoads when I'm trying to beat a bunch of other games. Like, I'm scared I would get kind of stuck for a while, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like I could do it, but I'd like to beat more games. Like, I feel like I want to be playing games where, like, I know I'm going to be making progress and not losing it, you know?
Mm-hmm. So what am I supposed to do here, you think? There's, like, nothing I can do here. I can't go back either.
Maybe you shouldn't have. Maybe you got stuck here somehow.
There's a power up though in the wall.
Are you sure it didn't just drop from an enemy that, like, maybe died in the wall?
Maybe that happened. Regardless, I cannot do anything.
Kiki Kai Kai 2. That's definitely high priority. That's Pocky and Rocky 2. Lost Vikings 2. I could maybe see myself doing that. I don't know if that's too much thinking for a marathon stream.
What is it?
Lost Vikings 2.
Yeah.
That could be fun.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, I can use bombs. The bombs actually have a use.
Oh. Who knew? Super Adventure Island 2, maybe. UN Squadron.
Yeah, that would be that. I think that'd be awesome.
I would just embarrass myself. I'm so bad at that game. I feel like that game is going to take a lot of concentration for me to muster my way through it. I'm just really bad at shmups.
I made it to the boss and died. It's another one of those things. It's okay. We're in good shape.
Wait, how did you beat the previous one?
I used like the shield, which really helped a lot. I just like
killed myself. You've got another shield now, so
I just forgot that I was. A UN Squadron would be like such a good one, but it's got it has limited continues.
Which... Yeah, I mean you can grind, for money and stuff. But I'm really intimidated by that game, so I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think I'm going to do any PC Engine stuff, though, because I really need a controller extension for it.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, like, the thing is, you can just get, like, a PS2 extension. I mean, it's like they're...
Like old keyboard style?
Actually, you know, I thought that's what it was.
I don't think that is what it is.
But it's just, like, it's a mini DIN extension. You can actually use it to, like, extend into the Framemeister, even.
But... Like when I was looking them up on Amazon and somewhere else, I think, but I could only find them in like 6-foot extensions. I need a 10-foot extension.
Get two of them.
I guess I'm kind of worried if it would work that well that way. I mean, I guess there's not really much of a reason it wouldn't, but, like, I mean, I've had some bad Genesis extensions, so I just don't want to overextend.
Well, this is only different. Like, I think it works better because it's like a standard connection. It's not anything, like, weird.
Yeah, some of my Genesis ones just do not make a great connection. But I don't know if I'm going to do any PC Engine or not. I could do Panzer Dragoon Orta.
Oh, you know, oh my gosh, you should definitely do that. You should seriously, like, that's a great choice.
Of course I'll have to be 480i, but I mean that's not a big deal.
That's fine. You should definitely do that.
It's weird, like my short list is heavily populated by like Xbox, PS2, and GameCube stuff. Which is not really what I would expect. But then there's I think Golvelius would be a good one to do. Astal or Dark Savior might be good to do.
Got him. Last level. Just last level.
Really? Are you sure? I thought that was level 7 you were on.
Yep. Level 9, baby.
Oh, man.
Karnoff's going to free the world.
Whatever it is you're trying to do.
Yeah.
Let me look up the Karnov instruction manual. I want to know my motivation here.
You're going to buy this game, aren't you? I have the Japanese version of this, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You do. I'll probably get this eventually. Let's see.
Let me get stream it again. They have a reason to stream.
Data East brings you arcade realism at home.
Yeah.
Karnov, the fire-breathing Russian, is seeking the lost treasure of Babylon. He runs, swims, jumps, climbs, and flies through 9 levels of gameplay. Countless bizarre enemies of various sizes and strengths are out to prevent Karnov from finding the treasure. I like how it says he runs, because he really doesn't.
Yeah, definitely doesn't run.
Let's see. How to play. The story of Karnov begins in the peaceful village of Kremina, where the treasure of Babylon has been kept for centuries, hidden away from the outside world. The treasure has been sought by Ryu, a huge and evil dragon, for thousands of years. But now, Ryu has discovered the secret of Kremina and descended upon the village, accompanied by all of his demonic cohorts. Ryu has made off with the treasure, leaving his monstrous minions behind to terrorize the countryside. The helpless townsfolk have only one hope. Jinborov Karnovsky, otherwise known as Karnov, a one-time circus strongman with a unique talent for shooting fireballs. Only Karnov can find a way through the monster-infested countryside to seek out the evil Ryu and regain the lost treasure of Babylon for his people.
You know, that's all they have to put their faith into is a fire-breathing strongman.
Jinborov Karnovsky.
I'm doing okay right here. I don't know if it's just because I have this really powerful three-way shot here.
Are you playing the Japanese version or the American version?
No, I'm playing the original, the U.S. version.
Well, because that's weird, because listen to this. It says continuation mode. When Karnov has lost all 3 lives, the game is over. But the continuation mode allows you to begin a new game from where you left off. When the arrow symbol appears next to game over, use the control pad to move it down to continue, then press the select button. It says you may only continue the game 3 times.
I guess I chose the right one.
But this is the American version manual, so isn't that weird? I wonder if there's like a reprint that has infinite continues. That would be weird, though.
Ah, I think I was fighting the last boss there, and I think it's like not that hard.
Yeah, he looks really easy, actually.
And I messed it up right there. Hopefully, oh, come on. If I can get back to him, it's like, I think I'm golden. Like, I should have had it right there. I was like, it's not really this easy, is it?
I was thinking in my head,
the level was, I feel like it was only a little bit more easy because I had my three-way shot, which helped things out a bit. It's okay, though.
But he looks easy to avoid.
Yes. It's just, it might take a little bit of time. But I think if I can get to him again, it's like, it's not going to be a problem. Unless there's no other form to him. But this is like before there were, like, having multiple forms of an enemy was like a...
Yeah.
It's like a, you know...
That would be unusual in a game this early, I think.
Yes. But I just have to get to him again. That's not the way I'm supposed to do that part, but it's okay.
So this came out in North America in 88.
That's actually like a bit later than you would expect. Than it seems.
The Japanese version came out in late 87, but the arcade game came out in January 87.
Oh, okay. Man, it would have been like a amazing thing if I had like beat the first boss on my first try. It would have been like a great cap to the story. What?
The IBM PC version of the game was reviewed in 1989 in Dragon number 142 by Hartley, Patricia, and Kirk Lesser in the Role of Computers column. The reviewers gave the game 4.5 out of 5 stars.
I really liked it, huh?
Well, the IBM version. I wonder how different it is.
I don't know.
I wonder if it was like going from screen to screen, because wasn't like scrolling kind of uncommon on PCs at that time?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not really the guy to ask, I think, for something like that. I don't really understand those enemies. If I can make it to the boss with 2 hits available, I should be okay. Unless there's another form. Okay. Oh, here we go. Karnofsky.
You got this, Karnofsky.
Oh. He's a little bit faster this time. Whoa. Or is he 3 dragons?
Oh, maybe.
Oh, did I do it? Did I do it?
It was a weird color when he was coming from the right one.
Yeah, let's see what happens. Please don't have another boss.
Wow.
That is the best ending I've ever seen in my life. Holy cow.
Well,
it doesn't get better than that.
They spelled everything right.
Yes. At least it doesn't say congratulations.
Wow.
That's like, and it's just like, that's it.
Is there any music?
There was a little like jingle.
Wow. That's something. You did it.
Holy cow.
Do you feel like that's a fitting ending to the game?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it seriously was not that bad of a game at all.
No, I mean, it looks like not like amazing or anything, but I mean, if you managed to beat it in only like an hour and a half or so, like it wasn't like crazy unfair or anything. You know?
Yeah. I mean, as Bartman 3010 says, games weren't made to be beaten then, you know, but I mean, I think NES games were, I mean, they'd have an ending.
Yeah, I feel like they were. Like, when I was like a really little kid, like,
it locks up. Like, there's good. No like loop or anything.
Oh, it's complete. That is a complete. It's good. It's good.
Man.
Like, well, that final boss did not look bad.
No. The final boss was maybe the easiest boss in the game. Except for that one I killed just because I had the wings.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I definitely feel inspired now. I want it. I'm going to wait for a good copy, though. Like, I need my
final. Yeah, I got mine at a flea market. Yeah, I think it was worth it. I think I paid $3 for it.
Oh yeah, it's a cheap game, but I want a good looking copy because it's got some glorious cover art.
It does. It does. I can't believe that's the entire ending. It's just like it wasn't even a couple explosions.
Out of all the games I've beaten in my life, I don't know if I've ever seen an ending that simple.
Yes, it's just a black screen that says congratulations, the end.
Yeah. That's great. I'm proud of you.
I know. That went pretty quick.
I feel inspired. I definitely thought it was going to be harder than that. I definitely thought it was, you know, going to be pretty iffy if you were going to finish this. For one, I thought it was going to have limited continues. I really got to wonder if there might be another version that has limited continues, because what was up with that manual saying that?
I don't know. Maybe they changed it. Maybe the manual. I mean, it wasn't an uncommon thing for manuals to be wrong.
Yeah, but still, I wonder. Karnov Infinite continues.
I could try the. You want me to try the Japanese version for a minute, see if it's any different?
Here we go. The Famicom game is noticeably more difficult since it has limited continues, and the option is not visibly present after all lives are lost, instead of requiring pressing select and start at the same time. The NES game, however, provides unlimited continues, and it allows Karnov to be killed when both A and B buttons are pressed on the second controller.
Awesome! Like, that's like such a cool thing that they added in there. To instantly kill you. It's a notable addition.
Probably because you could get stuck in walls.
Right.
Oh, Dimension here is saying the Japanese version supposedly has a better ending, and I recall the manual being wrong.
Yeah, like I said, oh, the message was meant for bad dudes?
Well, now I gotta look up on YouTube. Karnov.
The left channel of your microphone is either dead or distorted. Is it still like that right now?
Well,
I don't know. It sounds okay to me. I mean, it's got to be an OBS issue if that's what's happening.
I mean, I haven't touched anything.
No, it sounds fine to me. Is the audio still having issues for people?
So it sounds fine to you. Yeah, I mean, because I'm seeing levels in both channels for me.
Can't hear. Is my microphone on the left channel? I mean, I don't know how this would happen.
Did you accidentally hit a panner on my input or something?
It's only you.
That's weird.
Yeah, let me see if I can fix it. Hang on.
Or distorted.
Is it better now? Let's see if it's better now.
So I'm looking at this. It does look like there is an ending on the Japanese version. I just saw.
Oh, it's. Shannon, let's try talking. It's fine now. Is it fine now? Like after I. No change. Yeah.
Weird.
Now you're only coming through on the right channel. It's missing out of left channel. That's so weird. I mean, it's got to be an OBS issue. Let me see if I can fix that. Some people are saying, oh, you hear both perfect. Weird.
That's strange.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, that's pretty weird. Good timing. I mean, it's 11 o'clock, but...
Well, yeah. But yeah, it looks like there is a little bit of an ending in the Japanese version, but not much. It sounds like my microphone isn't making a good electrical connection on the left channel. It sounds fine to you in both left and right?
Yeah. You sound fine to me.
That's weird. It is maybe the plug. Maybe it's the whatever's plugging into your from your computer into the mixer or whatever.
Maybe, hang on. Let me
see if I can... I mean, that's part of the reason I decide, like, for Skype, capturing Skype, I'm just capturing the desktop audio now.
Right. Poor connection is a bit staticky on the left channel. I mean, people are saying it's fine. Some people are saying it's fine. I don't know.
That's weird. That's real weird.
Yeah. Sorry. Now it's fine. There, perfect.
So was it jiggling with the mixer cable?
I messed with the mixer. I don't know.
Weird. Huh. Whatever. Weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
so I have a episode that I am currently editing and shooting and editing on the Rhea and Phoebe, which is will hopefully be out this week. Yeah, it's a shorter episode because there's not a ton to talk about. It's going to be around between 12 to 12 to 13 minutes or so.
That just sounds like a dream.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's what you said before. You said, oh, you know, it sounds like not like that sounds amazing. But, you know, it is what it is, you know.
Yeah.
The roles have been reversed before, although I've never done an hour long episode, but I've come close.
I mean, we've always told ourselves, you know, not every episode has to be an epic. And then, you know, then we all like feel guilty when they're not, but we
right.
Should,
it's hard for us to like talk ourselves out of it. I think, when it's not, you know, like as long as normal, but I think that, you know, like a 11 to 13 minute, like in that range is totally fine. Especially when, you know, it's an interesting little thing. I think it's okay. And we talk about this like every week, I think. we really repeat a lot of the stuff that we say at the end of the streams, I think. But it is what it is, you know.
Yeah, but I you know, it's going to be a cool little episode. And hopefully, like, I really, really would like for this PS2 episode to be done before the marathon.
Right, and you were really hoping it'd be finished before Mario comes out this.
Yeah, I know. I'm upset about it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even think that...
There's no chance.
Yeah, but I mean, so you're just going to hold off on Mario, like, from playing it day one, or you think you're going to be able to resist?
No, I'm going to hold off, because, like, I want... Like, that is a big deal game for me, and I want my mind to be clear, and I want the right circumstances to play it. But right. I'm just going blackout from the internet, basically. Like, I'm just, because all the internet's going to be doing is talking about Mario.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I did the same thing when I, you know, I couldn't play Final Fantasy 15 right away because I was working on a video, and I couldn't, because I was working on Game Boy. I couldn't play Persona 5 right away because I was working on, I don't even remember what it was at this point. Maybe the Switchers episode. But, you know, I blacked out from the internet, you know, because, you know, again, that's all people are going to be talking about. So
someone in the chat just like linked to an image of the ending for.
Yeah, I looked at a video.
It's a slight. I mean, I don't know if that's better or not, because it's just like a picture of like the town, and it just says end. I mean,
at least
I don't know if that's better.
This version is pretty pretty bold in its simplicity, you know?
Yeah. I guess that's a good way to put it.
But yeah, like, oh man, it just kills me.
I see somebody saying Mario has been leaked on YouTube. Like, I've only watched the first trailer, like the reveal trailer, and that's all I've watched.
I saw the stuff in the most recent Nintendo Direct, but like, I don't want to, I mean, I've not really been paying much attention to the internet lately anyway, but like, I definitely am going to be going pretty dark.
Yeah.
You know, cause I don't want to hear any talk about Mario, nothing. Like, as soon as I get this video done, like, well, realistically at this point, it's going to have to be after the marathon probably, but yeah. Like, I am just going to soak that in.
Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, like, that's, you know, you haven't been paying a lot of attention to the internet. I mean, I think we were talking about it for a second, like, before the stream started. Everyone's saying, like, oh, I wonder what Corey and Trey are going to say about what happened with NeoGAF.
I didn't even really know that much of anything had happened.
Yeah.
It's gone, I guess you said, but.
Yeah, I mean. I kind of, you know, I was out with my family all day yesterday, so I didn't even see really what happened. I mean, like, I didn't really participate at all there. I didn't have an account or anything. I thought it was a great place to get news, because the news was was almost like a lot of times was always like posted
instantaneous.
There. Yeah, and I'm gonna. Miss it
I'm
for
sure
that reason.
Something will take its place. I mean, I know a lot of people kind of hated the environment of it. I mean, not that I knew a lot about it other than the fact that, you know, that's sometimes where news leaked, but
right.
But you know, I know a lot of people sort of hated the environment and atmosphere of it, but I'm sure something will take its place.
Right.
You know, all that first hit information. I mean, in fact, I mean, it was an offshoot of something else that previously existed. So I'm sure the exact same thing is probably going to happen again. you know?
Exactly. And you know, I mean, we like the retro gaff thread was always something we'd look at because we'd always like look to see if our videos would get posted there and everything, and that seemed like a great group of people. I mean, I'm gonna miss like reading like what they have to say all the time.
Is my audio channel missing again?
I don't know. It sounds fine to me. But I mean, like I haven't. Like, I would just, like, you know, I'd scroll through just to, like, read, like, whatever topics were up. But generally, like, I didn't really know who anybody was there, like, in the time that, like, that I read it. But, you know, like, it's very much a, I got some downtime, I'll look through it kind of thing.
All I know
in
is
a way, like, I think it's going to be better that I don't have it to look at because maybe I'll be pleasantly
productive.
Yeah, be more productive, and you know, I'll have like be better surprise, like more surprised at certain things.
Yeah, I mean, all I know is that Wario64 guy posts like as soon as stuff is available for pre-order, and you find that on Twitter anyway. So
right. But I mean, if anybody from that from the retro gaff thread, you know, like the CRTs and everything like that that they cover, let us know where you ended up, because that's a great group. And I always, you know, we always would like check to see, you know, like we felt like it was like a validation of what we were doing when a video of ours like showed up in their thread.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that's that. It'll be interesting to see what pops up next.
All right, well,
we're gonna be wrapping up on the early side today.
Yeah, I guess so. It's because Karnov wasn't that tough,
yeah.
You know? But yeah, so I guess that gives me a little more time to keep cracking at this.
Yeah,
PSD
well, you can give me a little preview of it.
Yeah, show you where things are at. Yeah, but it'll. My hope is they can happen before the marathon, but that is not a promise by any means.
Right. Well, I mean, if I get this, like this,
the
Saturn
episode out, it'll be a good celebration of finishing it.
Yeah, you know, in a dream world, what it would be awesome.
Wouldn't it be... I somehow managed to finish this before Mario Odyssey? No, that's not.
No, well, if you finished it before the marathon, and we could premiere it during the marathon, like live, and then put it live on the channel.
I don't know if that would be ideal or not.
I think that'd be pretty cool. Or we could premiere it as soon as the stream is over.
Maybe
we can end the marathon with it and then make it live, and then we go to bed, you know. I probably won't go to sleep until like that later that night, but I said it that way. It's like, we premiere the episode, then we go to bed. But yeah, I think it'd be really cool to do that, to end the marathon with that.
Maybe I almost feel like it'd be a little mean to hold it off, but
no, I mean, it'd be pretty cool.
It'd be a cool way to end it. I don't know. Like, I really want to be done. You know, the worst, here's the worst thing. These are going to be the stakes during the marathon, you know. I don't know how much people who watch this this stream know about my backlog trials and tribulations, but because of this episode, I finally crossed 100 unfinished games. I just wasn't able. I didn't have time to
PS2 episode
to beat any games. So Fire Emblem Warriors came out this week, and I couldn't like cancel it and put it off until getting it until later I wanted that 3-CD set in the special edition,
right.
And so I've got them. I mean, Mario would have got me anyway, so. But yeah, I couldn't do it. But here's the other thing. I've got in my possession four Xbox One games that, you know, I don't have officially added to my collection. I've been planning to add them when the Xbox One X comes out. And
when does that even come out?
The Tuesday after the marathon.
Oh, wow.
So I think that's right. I think it's the Tuesday after the marathon. So I'm going to have a sudden four extra unfinished. So really, I'm going to need to beat like six or so games during the marathon to totally be safe. But, you know, I bet I'll have time to like play stuff like Sunday or Monday if I need to. But, right. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But either way, like, I'm definitely going to be beating some games in November and December. And it's going to be good.
Yeah.
But,
you feel like the 4K episode is probably not going to happen by Black Friday now.
I don't think so. Like, I'm just going to be so burnt out by the end of this, you know? By the end of this PS2 episode. Like, I want to do that episode right. I mean, it'll happen before Christmas, but I want to do that episode right. It's not going to be like crazy long or anything, I don't think, but you know, I don't want to shortchange it either. I don't want to do it being in the wrong frame of mind. Like I'll work on the script.
Right.
And like sort of feel out like what I feel like I need to say about it, sort of scope out what the situation is going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see how that's going to happen because I'm just going to need some time off. I can't really go into something that intense again. I mean, it's not going to be as intense by any means, but I mean, this PS2 episode is a challenge. It's a challenge. So.
Well, I mean, we'll see what happens. Hopefully like the rest of the year we'll have like some fairly consistent output. I mean, that's the hope. I guess I think I put it on Twitter and on our Instagram account the other day. One of the reasons I haven't had as much time to work on this newest episode myself is because I've been shooting some video like every day with a group of people that are opening an arcade like right down the road from my house. So I'm kind of trying to make a little like mini documentary out of what it takes to open an arcade in 2017, and I think it could turn out cool. I have no idea how it's going to turn out, though.
You definitely need to release that in 2017 because that'll be, if you're going to call, if that's going to be the title, it'll be awkward to release that in 2018.
Well, I mean, they're going to be opening in, you know, probably like 3 weeks. So, I mean, the amount of time that I have to like shoot with them is like just comes down to like when they're moving the stuff in,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's pretty cool. I mean, I have no idea what I'm going to end up with because I'm just like shooting stuff every day.
It's just going to be a neat episode because it's going to be a neat thing that's opening up.
Like I showed you that I shot it like a time lapse of them bringing in all these arcade machines
great.
And stuff.
It looks great.
And you know, like you never know how it's going to come out, right? I'm going to do my best with it and be a little something different. So that's really taken away, like, if I have some downtime to work on the episode, then they're like, oh, you know, we're going to be moving these games, and you should come and get some footage of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's lots of little things that I try to get if I can. Anyways, I guess that's going to do it for this week. We'll see you next week, and then the week after that, so it's like we'll have a stream next Sunday, and then the week after that is the marathon.
Are we going to stream that Sunday?
No. We're going to.
Well, do we even know what time we're starting?
I think it's at 10 a.m. is when it starts.
Oh, so, okay.
But I mean, we'll try to get some stuff out, kind of explaining like what we're doing, like in writing this week.
Yep. All right.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.